I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station. I want to thank you today for tuning in. I hope and pray the broadcast today will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will speak personally to your heart. If you want Him to, He will. If you come to God and you really want to receive something, you will. If you knock, it shall be open. If you ask, it shall be given. You got to just have your mind open, your heart open, your ears open, most of all, you can hear it. And then God will give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I'm thankful that God spoke to me at a young age, and He dealt with my heart in such a way. I knew it was the Lord, and I knew He was speaking to me. I didn't know too much about anything, but I knew I needed help. I knew I needed Jesus. I knew I was a lost, hell-bound sinner. And I know if I died in my condition, I'd go to hell. And I'm thankful that He had mercy upon me. And I'm thankful He come by my way. I'm thankful He answered and heard others' prayers that went up, that they sent up to God about myself for me to be saved and for my family. And God heard those prayers. Thank God He's got a book of remembrance. He's got a bottle of tears of the saints, and He answers those prayers. Thank God if we go forth weeping, bury precious seed, we shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. There's going to be a harvest. When we labor in the Lord, it's going to stand the fire, and God's going to bring it to pass. Thank God we walk by faith, not by sight, and we're to go forth, and we're to go out by faith, and believe in the Lord that He's going to do. He's going to perform that which He has promised. And thank God the Bible said if we'll believe in Him with all of our heart, the Bible said you will get saved if you'll call on Him like that. And then once we've been saved, we know that He's got a better place for us. We got a home into the eternal into the heavens. And we know that we're going there one day. We know that by faith. We know that by the Spirit He's given us on the inside. We know we have the promises. We know that we have the petitions that we ask when we pray. If our heart condemns us not, we got the witness on the inside. And we know the things that are so. We know they're true. Because the Spirit bears witness with the truth. And I'm telling you today, my prayer to God is, if you're not saved, you get saved. I know that there's a lot of people listening today that's not saved. And you need to be saved, and you need to come to God with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And the Bible said you got to come to Him with a believing heart. You got to believe Him. You got to be willing to receive His word into your heart. You got to receive the gift of grace, and He'll give it to you. You cannot obtain salvation by working for it, because it's not of debt. It's by a gift. He give it to you. The Lord Jesus died on the cross on Calvary and died for your sins, and you got to just receive the gift of grace. You can't work your way to heaven. There's no way you can work. You can't be good enough. You cannot keep the law in the fullness. You cannot be justified by the deeds of the law. You can only be justified by grace through faith. The Bible said it's through faith. It's of faith, and by grace are you saved. And so you got to come to Him with a believing heart, with all your heart, believing that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and He will deliver you from your sins, and knowing that He's got a better place for you. We're going to heaven one day. But the Bible said here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, and the Bible said in verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. The Bible said in Genesis there, he talked about that God tempted Abraham. And what he was talking about, that word tempted means being tried. And the Bible said he tried his faith. And when Abraham was faithful in that, the Bible said it was imputed to him for righteousness because he believed the Lord. He believed that God was going to perform that which He had promised. He'd already performed, first of all, the promise that He was going to give him a son. The Bible said that through him all the seed should be blessed, and all that the Lord Jesus, the promise He would come through that, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the Bible said that when Abraham was tried, the Bible said he offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises had offered up his only begotten son. I know that Abraham had Ishmael. He had other sons. But Isaac was the one that God had chosen. And God brought forth this. This was a faith. Abraham believed the Lord. Now Sarah's womb was dried up and Abraham had no seed. But see, God promised him that he was going to bring a son, that the promised seed would come through. And when Abraham believed the Lord, it came to pass. God performed that which he promised that. Just like he performed that which was of Mary when Mary went and told her cousin Elizabeth what the angel Gabriel came and told unto her, that she was going to bear the Son of the Highest, that he was going to be king of all time. And the Bible said when she began to tell her the salutation, the Bible said that the baby leaped in her womb, that the Holy Spirit of God moved upon her in her, and she believed that. And the Bible said Elizabeth began to tell Mary. She said, you know, she was just counted a great honor that she would come unto her and tell her these great things, what God was going to do. And she said, blessed art thou among women that have believed the Lord. And God said, and she said that there will be a performance of those things that had been spoken. And she knew that if we believe the Lord, there will be a performance of things that God will do. And God said, if you'll believe on Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, thou shalt be saved. You will be saved. And all of that, you'll be eternally saved. The Bible said He gives His sheep eternal life. He said, the Bible said that God gave His Son, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We shall have eternal life. And thank God, when I got saved, He sealed me with the Holy Spirit of promise to the day of redemption. And I know I'm going to heaven one day. I believe, the Bible said, just like it did in Acts chapter 2, 38 says, the repent therefore every one of you. And the Bible said, for the remission of your sin. The Bible said, being baptized in that name of Jesus, believing on that name, and repenting of your sins, believing on Him. And the Bible said, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You shall be filled. The Bible said, you shall receive this gift. And the Bible said, it's of eternal life. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it shall be in you until the end of the world. And the Bible said here that of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The Bible said here that it was through Isaac. And the Bible said that God promised Abraham. And Abraham believed the Lord, and is imputed to him for righteousness, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. The Bible said that Abraham believed the Lord. He was tried. Now his faith was tried, the Bible said there, and he took his son, the one that God gave him, that gave him seed, opened up Sarah's womb, and the Bible said brought forth Isaac. And when they received that promise, they believed the Lord, and they received that, and Isaac was born. And then God tried Abraham's heart, the son that He gave him, that this miracle here, and then God began to say, Abraham, I want you to take your son, thy only son. I want you to take the one that's of faith. That's what He's saying. The son of gift. God give him that gift. God give him that blessing. God give him that miracle of a son. And it was because Sarah could not bear any seed, and she was barren, and she couldn't bear children, and she gave her handmaid unto her husband Abraham, that she may bear unto her a son in her name, that she might have a son. But God said, you shall bring forth the son. You shall. I will give you Abraham's seed. I will open up your womb. I will do this. I will perform that if you'll just believe me. And they believed the Lord. And God brought forth this son. And then came a time when he was a lad there. He was a young man there, no doubt. And he followed the Lord. He knew about sacrifice. He knew about burnt offerings. Abraham began to saddle up and go. When God told him to do this thing, he saddled up. He took his servants with him, and he followed the Lord, and he went up there to Mount Moriah, I believe it was. He went there, and he went where God told him to go. So he went up on a mount. The Bible said it was called Jehovah Jireh. And he went there where God told him to offer up his son. And so he laid that wood upon the his son Isaac. It was 3 days. After 3 days there, he laid that wood upon him, and he carried that wood. He carried it, and he carried that sacrifice. He was going to be a sacrifice, just like the Lord Jesus when he went up Golgotha's hill. He carried that cross, and he carried the cross up there that he was going to be hanged upon, just like that wood Isaac was going to be burnt by, because God, Abraham said, I'm going to offer him just like God said. He's going to be a burnt offering. It's supposed to send up a sweet incense unto God, that what God give him, God blessed him with a son, and that was a offering he was going to give back to God, and show his, gratitude and love for the Lord and his appreciation to God. And it was all by faith, knowing that God was going to raise him up, because he promised him that. He said also, I know if I offer him, if I kill my son, then God's just going to raise him from the dead. That was his faith, because he knew what God already promised him. He believed that. He went on forth to do what God told him to do. It was imputed to him for righteousness. His faith was tried, and his work showed his faith. Thank God, his work showed his faith. He didn't have no dead faith. He had a live faith, because he did what God told him to do, and he went forth, and God accepted that. And by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. And the Bible said, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. He was down there in that strange land, no doubt. God sent him down there to Babel to bring and to save Israel because of a sore famine in the land that was going to come. But Joseph believed that God was going to send them forth out of that land unto the promised land. He said, when God does this, he said, you get up and take my bones up out of this place, and you bury me in the place of my own land. And thank God, this is all by faith. You cannot receive any promises without faith. You got to believe the Lord. You cannot have these dearly great promises. You cannot have eternal life. You can't have blessing. You can't have joy, real peace and contentment and happiness without believing the Lord. You got to come unto Him, and you got to believe on Him. The Bible says, he that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder, and those that daily seek Him, it's by faith. The Bible says, you got to believe on Him. And you gotta trust in Him. You gotta believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you don't believe that Jesus was born up from God and sent by God and born of a virgin named Mary, let me tell you something. If you don't believe in the name of Jesus, you cannot get saved. You can't get saved in any other man, believing in any other gospel, any other thing like that. You cannot, and you are not saved. But when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you trust in that name, and you believe in it, and you pour out your heart and repent of your sins, you'll get saved. You'll get saved, and you'll have these promises. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. Everyone that's been saved has the Holy Spirit. It don't come later. It comes right then. Once you get saved, the Bible said when Jesus gave up the ghost, and then when He paid the price for sin, then He talked about that well of living water that would live in us. And that is the well of living water, the Spirit shall be sin. And it comes down. That's the Holy Spirit. The Bible said that's how we know we've been saved, by the Spirit He's given us. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He takes over. Thank God, He lives in us. And one day we're going home. But what we do, we got to do it now. And we got to go forward. We got to win souls. We got to do the work of God. And if we do that, we'll be blessed. And God will encourage us and strengthen us. And many souls will be saved. We got to win them. We got to throw out the lifeline to them. We got the keys. And we got to tell them about Jesus, who's mighty to save. But I tell you today, I thank you for listening. I appreciate what God give us. Continue to pray for this broadcast. The Lord give us what we need, that His hand would be upon us for precious souls' sake. God bless you, and we love you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.